Yamuna Thera वनचारि तेरा वनचारि जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी
जय विष्णुपाद अभय चरणानंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी शिव प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नमाचार्य श्रीदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधे कृष्ण गोप गोपनाथ श्याम कुंद राधे कुंद गिरि गोवर्धन की जय श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय श्री नवद्वीप धाम की जय गंगा माई की जय यमुना माई की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवत की जय गोवर्धन एकदेवच की जय शिव प्रभुपाद की जय समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग ऑल ग्लोरीज टू शिव प्रभुपाद ओम नमो भगवते वसुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वसुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वसुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायना विरहकातराजुहव पुत्रेति तन्मयतयोतरवो विमेदुस्तं सार्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि सो वेरेडिन् श्रीमद्भागवतं केन्ट् 1 चेप्टर् 12 Text number 4. Sutu vacha apipalat dharma raja apitrivat ranjayan prajaha nikspriha sarvakamebhya krishna Pada anusevaya Suta uvacha Apipala dharma raja Apipala dharma raja Pitriva dranjayan praja Pitriva dranjayan praja Nikspriha sarvakamebhya Nikspriha sarvakamebhya Krishna padanu sevaya Krishna padanu sevaya Sutu vacha Apipala dharma raja Pitrivatranjayan Praja Nikspriha Sarvakamebhya Krishna Padanu Sevaya. Next, please.
Sudovacha
Vipala Dhamma Raja Vipala Dharma Raja
Pitrivad Ranjayan Praja Nisprihak Sarvakaramevya Krishna Padanu Sevaya
Krishna Padanu Sevaya
Sutta Uvacha
Apipala Dharma Raja
Pitruvatranjayan Praja Nispriha Sarva Kamebhyo Krishna Padanu Sevaya
Sutuvacha.
Sutuvacha.
Shri Suta Goswami
said,
Apipalat, administrative prosperity, Dharma Raja, King Yudhishthira, Pitrivat,
exactly like his father,
Ranjayan, pleasing. Praja,
all those who took birth,
Nikspriha,
without personal ambition,
Sarva,
all,
Kamebhya,
from sense gratification,
Krishnapada,
the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna.
Anusevaya,
by dint of rendering continuous service.
Translation. Shri Suta Goswami said, Emperor Yudhishthira administered generously to everyone during his reign. He was exactly like his father. He had no personal ambition and was freed from all sorts of sense gratification because of his continuous service into the lotus feet of the Lord Shri Krishna. Purport. As mentioned in our introduction, there is a need for the signs of Krishna in human society for all the suffering humanity of the Lord. And we simply request the leading personalities of all nations to take to the signs of Krishna for their own good, for the good of society, and for the good of all the people of the world. So it is confirmed herein by the example of Maharaja Yudhishthira, the personality of goodness. In India, the people hanker after Ramarajya, because the personality of Godhead was the ideal king, and all other kings or emperors in India controlled the destiny of the world for the prosperity of every living being who took birth on earth. Herein, the word praja is significant. The etymological import of this word is that which is born. On the earth, there are many species of life, from the aquatics up to the perfect human beings, and all are known as prajas. Lord Brahma, the creator of this particular universe, is known as Prajapati because he is the grandfather of all who have taken birth. Thus, praja is used in a broader sense than it is used now. The king represents all living beings, the aquatics, plants, trees, reptiles, birds, animals, and men. Every one of them is a part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, Bhagavad Gita 14.4. And the king, being the representative of the Supreme Lord, is duty-bound to give protection, proper protection,
to every one of them. This is not the case with the presidents and dictators of this demoralized system of administration, where the lower animals are given no protection, while the higher animals are given so-called protection. But this is a great science which can be learned only by one who knows the science of Krishna. By knowing the science of Krishna, one can become the most perfect man in the world. And unless one has knowledge in this science, all qualifications and doctorate diplomas acquired by academic education are spoiled and useless. Maharaja Yudhishthira knew this science of Krishna very well, for it is stated here that by continuous cultivation of this science and by continuous devotional service to Lord Krishna, he acquired the qualification of administering the state. The father is sometimes seemingly cruel to the son, but that does not mean that the father has lost the qualification to be a father. A father is always a father because he always has the good of the son at heart. The father wants every one of his sons to become a better man than himself. Therefore, a king like Maharaja Yudhishthira, who was the personality of goodness, wanted everyone under his administration, especially human beings who have better developed consciousness, to become devotees of Lord Krishna, so that everyone can become free from the trifles of material existence. This motto of administration was all good for the citizens, for as personified goodness, he knew perfectly well what is actually good for them. He conducted the administration on that principle and not on the Rakshasi demonic principle of sense gratification. As an ideal king, he had no personal ambition and there was no place for sense gratification because all his senses at all times were engaged in the loving service of the Supreme Lord, which includes the partial service to the living beings who form the parts and parcels of the complete whole. Those who are busy rendering service to the parts and parcels, leaving aside the whole, only spoil time and energy, as one does when watering the leaves of the tree without watering the root. If water is poured on the root, the leaves are enlivened perfectly and automatically. But if water is poured on the leaves only, the whole energy is spoiled. Maharaja Yudhishthira, therefore, was constantly engaged in the service of the Lord, and thus the parts and parcels of the Lord, the living beings, under his careful administration, were perfectly attended with all comforts in this life and all progress in the next. That is the way of perfect management of state administration. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jaya. Suta uvacha pipala dharma rajah pitrivat ranjayan prajah nikshprihah sarvakami bhyah krishna padanu sevaya. Śrī Suta Gosvāmī said Emperor Yudhishthira administered generously to everyone during his reign. He was exactly like, I guess, their father. He had no personal ambition and was freed from all sorts of sense gratification because of his continuous service unto the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyanam Jana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyade Shatarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Ajanu Lambita Bujokana Kavadata Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalaya Taksha Vishwambaro Dvijavaro Yuga Dharma Pala Vande Jagat Priyakaro Karunavataro Yantah Pradishya Mama Vachi Mimam Prasuptam Sanjeevaya Takila Shakti Daraksva Dhamna Anyam Shahasta Charana Shravanat Vagadim Pranan Namo Bhagavate Purushaya Tugyam So, I was asked to speak today and it's a great honor for me to address all of you. And Kaunteya Prabhu gave me a different verse, but I decided to speak on this particular verse specifically because Srila Prabhupada says that all other diplomas are useless, including the diploma of GBC Management College. If one is not Krishna conscious. So that's basically the same point which Lakshmi Moni Mataji was making yesterday. But Srila Prabhupada makes a very beautiful addition to this point, which I want to elaborate on it. But before we start with this, I wanted to give a little context of this verse. After the long diversion, so to speak, in the topics of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srisuta Goswami comes back to the original topic which he was planning to speak on. Actually, this question about Maharaja Parikshit was asked by the sages of Naimisharanya in the fourth chapter of this canto. But somehow or other, while speaking about so many other subjects, this subject matter was forgotten. Suta Goswami was telling about Kunti's prayers, Kunti's stuti, Bhishma's stuti after that, and then how Krishna left Hastinapur, and then how Krishna came to Dwaraka. So this was all before, and it was long thing. But the beauty of Srimad Bhagavatam, and this is a very important point which I wanted to make in the beginning of my lecture, is that actually whatever the subject matter is there, it's in the context of Krishna consciousness, or in the context of relationship with Krishna. So seemingly it's a fault in the composition. The long stories that ultimately you forget by this time what was the question initially asked by the sages, but Suta Goswami only now comes to the story of Maharaja Parikshit, but in reality he wants to put this story in the proper context, in the context of Krishna consciousness. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur makes a very beautiful point in the beginning of this canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in this famous verse which Prabhupada so liked to quote, Tadvag Visarga Janatavga Viplavo, that this particular composition can make the revolution in the impious hearts of people of the modern civilization. That this is the meaning of the verse. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad, he asked the question, how come it is? How you can say that this is something special? He says, in one sense, if we are talking about Krishna, then every Purana which is there, written by Vyasadeva,
Has some stories about Krishna. So what is so special about this Purana? That Krishna is mentioned everywhere. At the same time, if you say that there are some other stories in other Puranas, but this is also true in regard to Srimad Bhagavatam, because there are some other stories as well. Srimad Bhagavatam is not only talking about Krishna, and you know, sometimes it mentions about some other kings which are completely seemingly unrelated to this. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Pat says that the beauty of Srimad Bhagavatam is that whatever story is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's linked together to the context of Krishna stories. And because it's linking an ultimate connection with Krishna, everything which within Srimad Bhagavatam makes it special. Everything within Srimad Bhagavatam makes a completely different effect on human consciousness. So, what I want to say in connection with this verse, and this is actually the point which Prabhupada makes also in the end of his purport, is that what is important, not the topic, or the point which Prabhupada particularly makes, is that you have to bring everything what you do in the context of Krishna consciousness, in the context of your service to Krishna. You may do something seemingly good, but if you are not linking it with Krishna, and that's the art of Krishna consciousness, being able to link everything which you do, everything which you talk, everything which you think with Krishna consciousness or service to Krishna, then it's useless. That's the real art, because we can be easily carried away by doing something good for other people. Srila Prabhupada says that you can very busily water all the leaves of the tree. You know, it will take a lot of your time and you will feel good about this. I'm doing really good, you know, so many leaves are there and I'm watering carefully. But it's useless. So, and ultimately the tree will die unless you water the root. And that's the point. Always keep us connected with the root, and that's the art of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada was very expert in bringing this this consciousness, because it's not so automatic. While living in this world, we can be easily, as I said, carried away by the activities and get so much pleasure from these activities. Like, you know, some people, they have the propensity to talk. You ask them, you know, how are you? And they will answer for 2 hours non-stop. You know? You know, <it's laughs> and you will regret bitterly that you asked this question. So, and they can speak about Krishna, but ultimately, what is the pravritti? What is the impetus for speaking? The pravritti is that just like to speak. You know, and, for them, it doesn't matter. You know, they can speak about Krishna as well, no problem. But if the intention, the desire, why do I speak? What is the reason why I'm speaking? Is not properly fixed, is not properly established within the heart, then it's useless. It's totally useless. It may be very beautiful, but because you disconnected this particular activity with pleasing to the Lord, it's ultimately useless. You are ultimately trying to enjoy your senses subtly. You may pacify yourself saying that I'm speaking about Krishna, and definitely there is some benefit, but in the ultimate sense, the benefit is not so great, because you are not connected, your activity, your particular activity, with Krishna. And as I said, Prabhupada was very expert, and he kind of was teaching his disciples how to connect everything with Krishna without losing this, without being carried away. You know, there is a beautiful story which I heard from Badri Narayan Prabhu. It's a very interesting story which he heard from Karandar. Once Prabhupada was walking with his disciples in a very affluent area, neighborhood in Los Angeles. And they saw a big building. And Prabhupada looked at this building. And at that time, it was the beginning of the movement, so devotees didn't have anything. So Prabhupada said, one day we will have this big building for the service of Krishna. And everyone went, Jai, Jai, Prabhupada, Jai. And then they went further and they saw huge, you know, this long limousine. You know, this funny American cars which only American can invent because the full figure doesn't fit into the small cars. Or needs some room for the full figure. You know, huge car. And Prabhupada looked at this car and said, yeah, one day we will have this limousine in the service of Krishna. And everyone went, Jai, 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 Srila Prabhupada. And, you know, everyone was imagining how they will drive this limousine for the service of Krishna. You know, and then they went further. And Prabhupada already noticed that there is some extra enthusiasm in the disciples. And then they saw big dog, and the big dog was running to them, and Prabhupada said, one day we will have a big dog for the service of Krishna. And everyone went, Jai, Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, you fools. Why do we need dog in the service of Krishna? He says, you're carried away. You're not really thinking about service, you're just, you know, dreaming. Daydreaming, you know, we will have big dog. So that's the point. You know, it's not so, it should not be taken for granted. Basically, in our state of consciousness, of course, therefore it is said specifically here that Krishna Pada Anusevaya, that he was not only serving Krishna, he was serving Krishna constantly, Anusevaya. His service was not distracted or was not really, there was no break in his service. Constantly, non-stop, he was serving, and that's the ideal state of Krishna consciousness. And in our practicing stage, we have to always consciously bring us back to the service, because otherwise we will be easily distracted. Easily, no problem. A fly can distract our attention easily. You know, we're chanting the holy name, this is the most important activity in the world, but then all our attention goes to the fly, not to Krishna. So it cannot be taken for granted. That's why our consciousness should be there. That's why Srila Prabhupada called this movement movement for Krishna consciousness. It's the movement for Krishna consciousness to help us to remain conscious of Krishna. And if we are you know, it's not the movement for Krishna unconsciousness, you know. Or sometimes once Prabhupada said that you can hide from Krishna by performing the activities of Krishna consciousness. It's possible, and we are very expert in doing this. We can do so many activities, but at the same time, it's our excuse not to be Krishna conscious. We will be very busy in doing so many things, at the same time, conveniently forgetting Krishna and service of Krishna. So that's the point. In our state of consciousness, we have to really consciously bring ourselves again and again and again, until we reach this completely pure state when our flow of consciousness constantly goes towards Krishna. And when we reach this state,
then it will be very easy to please everyone else. Srila Prabhupada, he specifically says this very beautifully. That's the main point of this purport which he gives. He says, by knowing the signs of Krishna, one can become most perfect man in the world. And unless one has the knowledge of these signs, all qualifications and doctorate diplomas acquired by academic education are spoiled and useless. He specifically says that, you know, you can be a good administrator, you can be a good dictator, but ultimately you can be a good politician, but ultimately if you are not really connecting everything what you do with the service of Krishna, it will become useless. And only then you will be able to really please your dependents. It's actually the definition of Raja. The definition of Raja, Praja Ranjayati Iti Raja. The one who pleases the dependents is Raja. The very word Raja is coming from this word Ranjayati. Why is he called Raja? Raja means, you know, he's brilliant, he's effulgent. But ultimately, he's effulgent because he's reflecting the effulgence of his citizens. He is, all his citizens are smiling. And therefore, he is Raja. He is so brilliant and so effulgent. And that's the art to please others by pleasing Krishna. Because again, it's not so easy, you know. Sometimes we can be busy trying to please others because it pleases ourselves. You know, it really gives us some sense of self-esteem or whatever, and we're doing it, and we think we're doing it for the pleasure of others. It's not so easy. So the point, the crux of the issue is we have to constantly, and only then we will be able to really be the leaders. Leadership means your constant endeavor to please Krishna was whatever you're doing, even though the mind is diverting you. There is one joke which I read. It's a nice joke. I really liked it. One day in the college, the teacher, I guess it was in India, the teacher said to his students, you have to do something good every day. You know, yesterday we read in the material which Gopal Bhatta Prabhu gave that our lectures should always be practical. That we always have to give some practical tips, you know, conclusion. So this joke is a practical tip for you to do. So the teacher in the class said to his students, you every day you have to do at least one good thing for people. Because, I mean, it's good, you will purify yourself. He really said, every day you have to be conscious to do something good for other people. And everyone was very happy, everyone was nodding their head. So on the next day, the teacher came. The teacher probably took the, course of Gopal Bhatta Prabhu, and he was really conscious about the performance results. So he asked his students, how are you doing? You know, did you do something good yesterday? I told you, very practical tip. You have to do something good every day. And who did something good? And three students raised their hand. And the teacher said, oh, okay, very good. So he asked the first one, tell us, what did you do? He said, I took an old lady across the street. I said, oh, very good, nice. You helped the old lady to cross the street, very nice. So he asked the second one, what did you do? The second one said, well, I took the old lady across the street.
he was a little suspicious why they're all taking the old ladies across the street. He asked the third one, what did you do? He said, I took the old lady across the street. He said, why did you all do the, you know, taking the, I said, sir, it was the same lady and she didn't want to go across the street, so we had to force her, so it took three of us to do it. Sometimes we think we should do something good, and but this is, there is an art behind it. You know, the art is, the real art is disclosed here in this purport by Srila Prabhupada. If you want to do something good, really good, you know, because sometimes the modern leaders, what is their conception of doing good for their prajas, for their people, you know, just give them sense gratification. That's the modern demonic, as Prabhupada says, this is the demonic conception of doing something good for other people. And that's a completely perverted understanding. And it comes to such an extent that, you know, I'm even ashamed to repeat it. You know, there was one Russian politician who became very famous and very popular because his program was, his political program, doing good for all the people in the country, was very simple. He said three points. He said that all Russian males, all Russian males have to have a bottle of vodka on their table, of whiskey. That's point number one. Everyone was very excited. Bright future for everyone. Every woman has to have a man next to her. It's something a little better. And then the Russian army has to wash their boots in the Indian Ocean. So everyone was it's a crazy program. You know? It doesn't make any sense. But because people have this demonic conception, ultimately demonic conception of what is good, what is well-being, what is welfare, then they are easily, you know, taking these stupid theories or the stupid statements seriously, you know, which ultimately doesn't bring any good. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada stresses here this point that you have to please Krishna even if sometimes seemingly you displease your dependents. He specifically says that sometimes the father chastises his children. It doesn't make him not a father. Because ultimately, he wants to do something good. Again, this is the pravritti which is there in the heart. He wants to serve Krishna. That's his intention. That's his, you know, the main motivation. And for that, he sometimes feels that he has to punish some of his disciples, some of his followers, some of his children. It doesn't, you know, as it is said here, you know, that he is Pitrivat. He was Pitrivat. He was taking care of his prajas like the father. And the father sometimes has to chastise. It's his duty. It's not that he has to please all the time all the people. That's another important point or aspect. And Prabhupada, you know, we know, sometimes he was so heavy. Sometimes, immediately, when he saw some misconception or some cheating propensity. This is a very ungrateful job, actually. to catch people when they have some cheating propensity and to show, which is very, you know, painful. But this is the duty of a leader also to point out the cheating propensity. When we think that we're serving, but in reality we're not serving. And that has to be always in our own consciousness, in our own conscious. Am I serving? Am I really serving? Am I have the consciousness of a servant? Am I dasa dasa no dasa? I'm just pretending to be so. Because it's nice in Krishna consciousness, nice people, you know, harmless people, not so nasty as an outside, and nice prasadam, comes on time, no problem. Well, not so much on time, but, you know, basically okay, you know. And so many other good aspects there, but am I serving? Am I a servant? Am I doing this anuseva? Anuseva, is my service continuous, or there are some breaks? So there is a beautiful story which I also wanted to share you. It's one of my favorites about Prabhupada. Really beautiful story. So it was in Laguna Beach Temple. It happened. And the temple president wanted to save some money on temple prasadam. And he was only using peanut oil, which is kind of cheap oil in California. You know, all the Prajas were revolting against him. Prajas were not happy and they were quoting Prabhupada, but he still, you know, he still was very adamant and he was using this peanut oil and he used so many arguments, it's very healthy, it's much better than ghee. And everyone was saying, you know, no, Prabhupada said ghee. He said, no, no. Ghee is not healthy, you know, this peanut oil is much better. And it came to the point of almost revolt. So he decided to use the authority of Srila Prabhupada and to hide behind it. So there is a special art of asking questions so that you get the proper answer. So there was a, you know, there was temple devotees were there, Prabhupada was there, and there was a temple, you know, there was question and answer time, and the temple president raised his hand and said, Prabhupada, the peanut oil is good? Isn't it the peanut oil is very healthy? You know, and, you know, he kind of suggests what he wants him to answer. You know, and Prabhupada said, nah, well, Prabhupada said, no, it's not so good. It's not so good. He was determined. He said, but Prabhupada, if we take the best quality peanut oil and it's so light and it's easy to digest. Prabhupada looked at him and he said, peanut oil is the fifth class oil. But he heard from Prabhupada that if you want to find out something, you have to ask three times. So he was really determined. And he said, but Prabhupada, if we take really the best peanut oil, can we cook on this peanut oil? And Prabhupada said, he went like this, you know, you cook on anything else. Whatever you like, you do. And the temple president was very happy. He was really happy. He said, you know, Prabhupada said, you cook on peanut oil, it's good. So he was practically satisfied. And then it was not the lecture, it was some sort of istagosti or personal darshan or whatever. So the temple president, he turned away and he went somewhere. Oh, maybe it was on a walk. And Prabhupada said, he turned his back towards the devotees. He turned and wanted to walk away. And Prabhupada, he kind of called him and he said, one of my friend ate a lot of pakoras cooked on peanut oil. And he was very happy. He thought, wow, Prabhupada is confirming me. One of his friends ate a lot of pakoras cooked in peanut oil. And then he asked, and what happened? He said, he died next morning. His plans were completely frustrated. He kind of pointed out that you're cheating. You're a cheater. You're a cheater. You're not really sincere. Your intentions are not pure. You just want to drive your own point. You're not really doing what you are supposed to do. And that's why, it is so important to first train us as leaders, and we're all leaders. No matter which position we are leaders for somebody. No matter what is our service, ultimately we are leaders for somebody. And the main and the most important duty for all the leaders is to really be conscientious about this service attitude. That we really have to think all the time, am I serving or am I enjoying now? Am I really... sometimes you can chastise other people and think that you are, doing good for them. But you just like chastising them. You're just dovetailing your ego propensity to this. And so many other things. So the most important duty of the leader is to make sure that I'm always serving. And I'm only serving, and this is my desire, this is ultimately what I want. And this is actually what made Prabhupada Prabhupada. sometimes devotees, they like to say about their spiritual master that he is Nitya Siddha, that he came to save us, and it's certainly a good sentiment, but in one sense it's more glorious to see the other side, because Nitya Siddha, he just comes and he just performs some miracle, by touching somebody, and he's just Nitya Siddha, what can you say? But usually, no matter who the spiritual master is, even if he is Nitya Siddha, he always play a role of Sadhana Siddha to give the example to his disciples. Because if this example is not there, basically he cannot teach anyone. And there is a beautiful story of Prabhupada, the remembrance of one of the residents of Vrindavan who used to live next to Radha Damodar temple while Prabhupada was performing his bhajan in Vrindavan before he went to the West. And then he is describing, this old man is describing that, every night I would hear somebody crying every night, and I couldn't understand what this voice is about. And he said one night, but because I was sleepy, I couldn't really find out what is this cry. And then he said that once there was a full moon night, and I climbed, and I couldn't sleep, because sometimes in a full moon night people have difficulties of falling asleep. And again I heard this kind of cry, pitiful cry, really pitiful cry, and I climbed on the wall to see what's going on the direction of the sound. And he said, I saw Abai Babu, who was sweeping the floor near Rupa Goswami Samadhi. And while sweeping the floor at night, when nobody sees, at the daytime he is busy doing so many activities, preaching this and that, but at night he is really there alone with Rupa Goswami, and while sleeping he was crying
and say Haru Pasanatan. Give me your mercy. Please be merciful unto me. And then I realized that where is this? What is this cry all about? That was, he said, basically that was Prabhupada's daily sadhana. When nobody sees you, when you are totally alone, you are just doing some service, and at the same time cry about mercy. Because that has to be the cry of the soul. This ability to perform continuous service is not so cheap. It can only come from Krishna's His mercy. You know, sometimes we may feel like serving and it's good, it feels good, but, you know, really, this ability to do it, it has to come from the mercy of the Lord when you really have intense desire to achieve this state of consciousness when you constantly serving, and then you become, only then you become nispriha. As it is said here that Maharaj Yudhishthira was nispriha. Why he was able to serve all the prajas perfectly? Because he didn't have any personal egocentric desires. He was free from all these desires, and that's the only condition why he could lead, really lead his prajas, his dependents, and give them Krishna consciousness. That's the culture. Yesterday, Gopal Bhatta Prabhu was speaking very beautifully about that the leaders has to be the culture engineers. That we have to establish certain culture. And what is the most important trait of our culture? The culture of Krishna consciousness in reality is the culture of self-sacrifice. Complete self-sacrifice. And the leaders have to be able to come to this level, to establish this culture. They have to, you know, and Srila Prabhupada established this culture. It's amazing how, you know, all his disciples, they say, Lakshmi Moni was telling us yesterday how amazing it was to be with Prabhupada, how this desire to sacrifice everything and to break everything for Srila Prabhupada, including oneself, was so strong. Why? Because it was Prabhupada's mood. He was ready to sacrifice anything and everything. You know, Guru Gauranga Prabhu told a story that he was a student in Harvard Law School, the best law school in America. You know, and lawyers, as you probably know, are the best paid people in the whole of America. And if you are graduated from Harvard Law School, you will get probably a lot of money. So, and he said, I went for my vacation for 2 weeks to France, and somehow or other I met with devotees. And then and they told me, you know, live with us. And I decided to live with them for a few days. And then Prabhupada came. And then he said, after a couple of days, I found myself in a loft in Austria opening temple for Krishna consciousness. And I still couldn't understand how did it happen. You know, I had my career, my life set up, I was there on the way, you know, I gave everything up. Within just a short meeting with Prabhupada, I was there pioneering Austria, you know, and opening the temple in Austria. Why? The foundation was there before. It's not that Prabhupada just boom like this, you know. We have to understand that there was a lot of work behind it. In this, you know, this dark nights in Vrindavan, when he was crying constantly, give me your mercy, Harup, Hasanatan, give me your mercy, please give me your mercy. That is the foundation of our movement.
That's the really foundation of our movement, his self-sacrifice and the mercy which he received from the Lord. And we know the rest of the story. The rest of the story is very beautiful, and sometimes we want to, you know, speak about successes and everything, but for many years there was no success. Only seva. But this ability to be completely satisfied from seva, from the service, is a very special gift of the Lord. And specifically here it is said about Maharaja Yudhishthira that he was pleasing everyone and taking care of all his devotees, because he was totally nishpriha, totally nishkam. Why he was nishkam? Sarvakama bhyah. Nishpriha sarvakama bhyah. He gave up all his egoistic desire, because he was Krishna Pada Anusevaya. He was constantly serving the Lord without a break, trying to please the Lord, and that's why he was successful in pleasing everyone else. So, thank you very much. Any question? No?
Thank you, Maharaj. I had a question about moment-to-moment consciousness of what you were speaking about, making sure that we are conscious of Krishna. What about when you're performing some activity and the end result is for Krishna also, but when you're doing it moment-to-moment, the type of service may demand that you are focusing your consciousness on the activity, whatever it may be. And it may not be so clear that it, you know, may not be so connected to Krishna in the sense you are conscious of Krishna. How would you work?
Well, if your initial impetus to do this activity is for Krishna, then you may forget sometimes, because you know, Prabhupada, he gave the example of Arjun. You know, Arjun had to fight, and you know, it's not that you meditate. When you meditate actively on Krishna. When you fight, it's not necessarily that you always consciously conscious of Krishna. Like in one lecture, Prabhupada said that it's not that Krishna said to Arjuna, "You sit down on this chariot and smoke ganja, and I will do the rest for you." You know, you fight. Because this is the conception of some people about meditation. Smoking ganja is a sort of very elevated meditation. So, no, you actively fight. Mama Nusmara Yudhya. You remember about me, but you fight. Mayarpita Manobudir. You have to connect your mind, but you also your intelligence. It basically means that initially I do this service for Krishna. That's the service. That's my service. The result is for Krishna, not for myself. That's fine, even if you are not so, you know, so consciously conscious about it. Because it may even distract you from the service. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Maharaj, for your enlightenment in the past. I just wanted to formally apologize with you, because yesterday, and at the end of the GBC college, I gave the list of courses. I forgot to mention your class on the
it was good.
Offenses, the subtle consequences of offenses.
It was good.
Although I added in my list, that's a nice thing. So I hope you forgive me this offense.
It was good, thank you.
Actually, your class He once said it was the heart of the GDC College. How leaders can come together, talk about the social life, how to remain pure in the service. So thank you very much.
Goranga Darsinji, I wanted to tell you something about your guide, if we can have some time, whenever you have some time.
Whenever it's convenient for you, I can come.
Maybe it's not long, but something I wanted to share with you. Maybe 5:30?
5:30 this evening.
Yes.
I'll come to that room.
Okay, yeah. Thank you so much.
You said one of the examples, we should know how to do good.
Yeah.
For others. That example of teacher also. So, I'm asking among devotee relationships. Sometimes we want to be Krishna conscious, only Krishna conscious talk, or in a way which is pleasing to them also, and in a way it is Krishna conscious directly.
Mm-hmm.
But it may not be perceived by the other party as pleasing.
Mm.
But sometimes if you do something tangible for you bring Mahaprasad, then it is pleasing, actually pleasing.
Yeah.
It is connected
to
Krishna.
If you connect it with Krishna service, then it's fine. If somebody has his conception of good, sometimes we have to, do this, but for giving ultimate good to this person. If we have this in mind, serve Krishna and do something which his own conception of good, that's fine.
That is also fine.
That's fine.
As long as
intention is pure.
Our intention.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for
inviting. Hare Krishna. You're leaving today for
this afternoon, yes. For a few days and I'll go back to Georgia.
Okay. For some rejuvenation?
Oh, yeah. One thing I wanted to clear up with you, to ask, is that we were talking about, when I mentioned that maybe it would be a good idea if some or other Bhakti Bhutan could come back in and we could start afresh from the same position. And then later we spoke about Bhakti Bhutan and Govind Priyamataji sort of looking after the devotees, and developing education.
Some device.
So, are you supposed to have all that for your recording device?
So I was unclear what you thought would be the best position for them.
And you decide.
Yeah.
According to the, their consciousness and everything. You decide.
Okay. So I didn't know what you actually everything you'd spoken.
It's just they have to be somehow reconnected with the society, because otherwise it's too painful. Maharaj. I just wanted to spend Lava Matra Sadhusanga. Don't run away.
I thought you had forgotten that, that's what I meant.
No.
How are you feeling after your austerity?
It's amazing. I feel very good.
Yeah, it's a
It's amazing. I mean, I'm really, really surprised, because I had some, water fast. It was miserable.
from beginning to end. And sometimes I used to have this Mungdal fast. It was also very difficult. After a few days, I developed so much craving, although you can eat as much Mungdal as you want, with ghee, with spices. You know, there is absolutely no even trace of craving.
Gotcha.
I just, I drink a juice, a glass of juice every day, and it feels so, I feel so full. it's
pomegranate juice?
Yeah. And it's, I even yesterday asked, give me half a glass of pomegranate juice.
You're overeating.
Yeah, I'm overeating. I'm surprised how you can eat so much. And, there is absolutely no... And I also felt that the flexibility increased like this, at a certain point it just increased. There is no pain in the joints. But, the tongue is still very, heavily coated, so I don't know, it's probably some toxins are still there. So let's see how it goes.
Yeah. Well, generally speaking, that's what Panchakarma is supposed to do.
Yeah, that's what Panchakarma is doing. Yeah, this is a sort of Panchakarma, yes.
Well, this is, there's Shodhana and Samana. What you're doing is samana, calcifying. Mm-hmm. Shodhana means that you want to take the already deposited arm, which is in the tissues, and bring it out, usually through sweating and massage.
I'm doing this too. I'm doing massage and sweating. I broke for a few days, but I was doing it. I thought that I should that I will combine it with. The whole thing, but it also, because the herbs are there, they probably working on some tissues as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, we have lifetimes of.
Hmm.
Yeah, there's enough to work on.
Yeah.
But what's the ultimate way of getting free from the gallstones?
Well. She said that after some time they become... Then you have to do this liver cleansing at one point, but only when it becomes
soft.
Yeah. Otherwise it may become dangerous. Yeah.
You have big ones or little ones?
I have... One is rather big. One or maybe even a couple. 2 centimeters or something like this.
Let's hope Krishna takes
yeah.
care of it.
I mean, even if it doesn't work in this regard, I'm still happy that I'm doing this.
Yeah.
I think it's...
Yeah. You're in bliss.
Yeah, on the three first days some weakness was there, but then, on the fourth day there was, some stuff went out and I became very energetic and absolutely I feel much lighter than before, and so I think some Shrotriyas opened up.
Yeah. Well, this is a very nice place to do it also.
Yeah, I thought also about this, that this is a warm weather, peaceful, so that's why I thought I will do it. So I'll do it till the 18th and then let's see how it works.
We'll do the liver cleansing?
No, after that there's 21 juice sort of fast.
After that then you start drinking juices?
Yeah.
What kind of juices?
Vegetable juice, I'll have to go. Vegetable juice, anyway. All sort of juices. Then fruits juices and vegetable juices. And let's see how it goes. I mean, I'm not attached to follow it meticulously. If it's difficult,
can always give it up. So far, I don't even have. I just can't imagine how you can eat so much. No. just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, well, that's probably more realistic.
Huh?
Probably more realistic, because we don't do really that much. Why do we have to eat?
Yeah. Of course, I did lose some weight, but not so much, I would say. So much.
You practicing your Hindi?
Yeah. I'm practically already on a level where I can. I'm satisfied now. I will, after this India trip, I will not make any extra endeavor to do it. I will start with Sanskrit now, because I basically can understand everything now. I can't speak so fluently, but I read. I'm on the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita in Hindi, and reading some other literature. So it's kind of. You stay here for this day, so you will go to.
I'll go to Chaupati for one day to give the. They have Harinam tomorrow, and then they ask me to give the Sunday Peace Lecture.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll come back the next day.
Okay.
So this is. I was going to be in one place for the first time besides Mayapur.
Huh?
I thought I'd be in one place for the first time besides Mayapur, but Krishna is some other.
I thought to tell you that there is supposedly some doctor. I know you like all these doctors who are supposedly very good doctors, who only gives medicine made from the cow products near Bombay. He's not available now, but after a few days he will be available in Thane. It's not so far away. It's not even Bombay. It's on the way to Bombay from here. So if you want, we can go together.
Sure. Whenever I get your association, I become cured.
You. Yeah. We have to do some extra. What do you do for exercise now?
I still do yoga, but I don't do as much as I used to do.
Mm-hmm.
I just do, especially here. But I just. Usually I do Supta Virasana. If I don't fall asleep, then I do the rest of it, which is usually, I mean...
Supta Virasana means you lay down and with your legs.
Yeah, actually I do Supta Baddha Konasana, which is like you put your feet, your heels together, with your knees spread apart, and you lie down in a bolster with some blankets.
Mm.
And then I do... I do some Nali and things like that.
Mm.
And I'll do some abdominal exercise and do the handstand.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, I'll usually do one or two standing poses and the back bends and knee. That's it. I don't do headstand anymore.
Mm.
I don't do shoulder stand anymore.
Oh, handstand. Why you don't do shoulder stand?
Because it's dangerous to the neck. It's abnormal. The whole thing is. There's all these things, a headstand, shoulder stand, they're putting too much pressure on the cervical spine.
Yeah, but shoulder stand is not so much, is it?
It's sure. Not. It's the seventh, especially here, the seventh vertical is where all the. That's why you have all those blankets usually. They're trying to protect the seventh vertical, cervical. I mean, if you have a big neck like someone like Iyengar, you know, who's built like a bull, I'm sure it was all right.
But you mean
yeah,
heavy?
Yeah, his neck was like, you know. Probably take. So I mean, but people have more. Our necks not so, you know, sturdy. Where are you going now?
I'm going back to my...
Where are you living?
There.
Is that, what is that called? Vrindavan?
Yeah.
That's where I'm moving to today.
Oh, you're moving nearby?
Yeah.
Which place?
Room 14. What room are you in?
I have no idea.
We are staying in Govinda Villa.
Oh, you are up. Right?
No, I think over there.
Over there?
Yeah. What's Govinda Villa?
It's right there where the temple is, near the temple.
Oh, I'm just... I'll see you there. We'll be closer at least.
Okay. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.